Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny podcast with Destin Legarry, my buddy here, Alfredo Diaz.
Did you almost forget my name, Destin?
No. Okay. I was waiting for you to say something.
This guy. What's up, Destin?
Not much. Today we have an extra special guest, the best hair in the business, Fran Mirabella.
What's up, guys?
Vice President of IGN Video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just I always say like I am the video dude, but yeah, also that.
Fun fact, all you do is play Destiny.
Yeah, I do play a ton of Destiny. I run two Warlocks to increase my odds. And that's basically it.
I'm thinking of starting. PS4?
On PS4.
Yeah.
Okay. Username FM3. I'm thinking of starting a third Warlock in preparation for House of Wolves because.
That's how it goes.
I just want to get the helmet, you know? And then I might recycle that and start a Titan. So, anyway.
Do you have a lot of reasons to have a third one right now? Or to play on your other two?
The only reasons I have. Is to get three Nightfall drops every week because I still need Gjallarhorn. I want Gjallarhorn and Fatebringer. Those are the two I don't have. I played over 300 hours. It's so annoying. It's really crazy.
Do you run Vault every week?
That's the struggle.
Vault every week?
For the most part, I had been running Vault every week, at least through Templar, and I wasn't getting it.
It drops on Atheon.
Oh, it does drop on Atheon.
Yeah,
sometime.
So you need to run through Atheon on Vault. So here's every week. I do Gorgon Checkpoint, the Gorgon Maze, because there's a chest that drops exotics.
Yep.
And then we do Gatekeeper and we do Atheon. And that is two exotic drop chances.
Yeah,
in
exotic
there.
Drop chances.
One on Atheon, one on the chest. And then you run Crodon Hard, Death Singer forward.
Yep.
So Death Singer has an exotic drop, and Crota has an exotic drop. I was going to make a video about that, but I got caught up with a million other things.
Basically, at this point, it's a matter of my time, so I always play Crota on hard twice, past Death Singer.
Yeah.
And then I try to at least play through Templar. I didn't know Fatebringer was a chance drop, probably in hard mode only or no?
Fatebringer on
Vault.
I don't know if that drops on...
It does drop in normal, but heard of it dropping past Templar.
Oracle section where you fight the Templar,
gatekeeper.
Right? Gatekeeper's later.
Templar's early. Anyway, that's where it drops.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're saying it drops at Atheon.
No. You said exotics, not legendaries. So
you can
get Vision of Confluence on Atheon, and you can get exotic drops like Gjallarhorn.
Yes, but you can't get Fatebringer. You said that briefly. So just for clarity here, because we were saying that. You can only get Fatebringer as far as we know, right?
Welcome to my life at IGN. Fran clarifying everything I say.
This is it. This is how it's really like here. So,
I can't speak on it. I just run the thing.
Yeah.
I run it.
Definitely only at the Templar because I've been dying to get Fatebringer.
I don't remember. I've had it for so long,
yeah,
I don't even remember.
It's funny. I have everything else. I got Hawkmoon. I got Hunter Crota. I got everything. Anyway,
all these people.
So
who...
that's what I do. That's who I am.
So
sorry to ruin your show, Destin.
Thanks, Fran. Typically, at the beginning, we talk about our best drops of the week. We'll start with you, Fran. What did you get this week?
Anything this will be fast. My best drop was not an exciting drop. It was the Light Beyond Nemesis for the Warlock, which does replenish health with orbs, and it recovers, revives faster. But I already have one, and I'm just going to shred it for an exotic shard. I already have like four or five exotic shards saved up, though, because I can't decide which I want to use it in first.
Oh.
And I'm deciding what I want to level up for. So I don't really need the shard. So it was a bad drop, and I've been waiting for Galhorn, like I'm saying. I don't even care about Galhorn.
Got to run Vault, man. Either. Do Atheon. Yeah, I'll run Vault
you
again.
You think Galahorn's a higher chance in Vault than it is?
I got current? Him. I got Galahorn twice on Atheon in Vault. That's how I got it. I just kept running Atheon.
I got it's vexed.
All... And it's fun to go back and fight him.
It's all RNG, man. Yes. I've got five Galahorns in PvP.
Mm-hmm. I've seen Suros drop from Vault more than anywhere else. And I asked people to write in when I wasn't getting Galahorn where they got it. A lot of people got it from the Nightfall, but it's very, very common from that chest and from Atheon in Vault.
This is Destiny, right? You don't know for sure.
You don't. Mm-hmm. Always speculation.
I think we've asked them some of this stuff, but they do dodge.
I think if I dismantle my Vex in front of Crota, then I get my crux.
Yeah.
It's how it works. Very, very fast story on that. I know, like, the first time I saw Galahorn drop, one of my friends was out drinking till about 1 a.m., and he's like, wait for me for the raid, brah. And it was like, we already beat Deathsinger, and he was like 10 minutes out or whatever. But I was the last one standing, so I had to clear all the knights and stuff.
Yeah.
Destin knows who this is.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I'm like, I think
actually,
I know
his name's Craig, and he used to work for IGN.
Yeah.
They called him the handsome man on Up at Noon and a lot of old school IGN video stuff.
That's why he said brah.
Yeah, look up EA Huge IGN Originals. On
so
YouTube
good.
Is an easy way to find
so
it,
good.
But it's an old skibby did. Anyway, Craig, like, literally skated in at the last second, and we joked before he got there.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I'm like, I know he's going to get Galahorn. He jumped in, and he was only there for, I kid you not, 45 seconds, and I finished the last night, so he got Galahorn.
Oh, God.
So that's now my memory that Deathsinger probably is my biggest chance, but it's not.
Man.
He can drop anywhere. So.
Like I said, it's very random. I don't think I've gotten anything from Deathsinger.
Have you
it's
gotten
just shards? All I get from her is shards.
How many Galahorn drops have you guys got?
Six.
Two. He gets it all the time. He's dismantled it.
I dismantle it on my stream all the time, and
crazy.
It makes everyone cry.
I hate you. I have two. I have a 300 and then a maxed out new one. Mm-hmm. I need to upgrade it one of these times. It's just I was
it's
short
the time
on Glimmer.
You sink into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Fredo, you got any good drops?
I didn't really play Destiny this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It is kind of that time where a lot of people are taking a break, especially somebody like you who kind of has everything they need. Your loadout set for the next
so there's,
DLC.
There's different sets of Destiny players. There's some that are, you know, beginning. There's some that are, you know, climbing that late 20s hill. And you have me who's dumped like 500 hours into this
at
game.
Least.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's depressing saying that. But I mean, like, it's a great game. So I think at this moment, I'm just done with everything. Mm-hmm. Usually I do the Nightfall, but it's whatchamacallit. What's the Nightfall this week with no
it's
burn?
Really difficult. There's
on
no
the
burn
on the
and
goal,
it's
no
on
burn.
The goal.
I'm just like
yeah, it's tedious and it takes a while to get through.
Do you guys jump in the back and do the cheat every time you
yep.
do it? Yeah.
Every
that
single
hole in back
time.
And you just have like two people at least and you're
especially
just
with Galahorn, she goes pretty quick.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
but when there's
I
no
got,
burn like this week and that was the big point. There's no burn, it takes forever.
Don't want to do it.
So this week I got Crux of Crota finally on Crota.
For the first time.
I got my Warlock helmet.
Yep.
And I think I got Mita this week. I got it
did
this
you?
Week or last week. But I got Mita multi-tool. So now I only need two exotics, Hawkmoon and Suros.
Yeah. I got
and
both
that's
of those,
it.
Thankfully. So Destin, wait.
I'm also down. I also realized I only need two pieces of armor to have every piece of exotic armor. So
yeah.
That's pretty cool. Three. Claws of Akahamara.
Yeah,
and then
Ahamkara.
Yeah,
Ahamkara.
Yeah,
the claws of Ahamkara and the helm of Ahamkara or something like that. Mm-hmm. Skull of Ahamkara.
Yes, that's what
it
is.
I play Warlock, so I know it well. Destin, you forgot something, though.
What?
Didn't we just get your best drop of the week, or no? On
which
IGN
one?
Plays, the Xur.
Oh, yeah, that happened today.
Yeah.
I got Heart of Praxic Fire.
Yeah.
I bought the chest piece for that, and that's really sought after for the Warlock.
It
because
is
you
the
get more
rarest. It's never been sold. Maybe once.
No, it was sold once.
Very
sold.
Early.
Yeah.
It was like Galahorn, because, again, I've been playing forever. There was a point in time where I just didn't have enough coins early on. I've bought everything after. So anyway, missed Praxic Fire, and it's really cool because – well, you should explain it, Destin.
Oh, well, so when you pop Radiance and you start throwing grenades, you throw them very, very fast.
Cooldown is fast.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a little delay even when you're in Radiance mode.
Yeah.
Like, you can chuck them
which I think is, you can throw like 7 to 9.
Probably upwards of 9 because I can throw, because I do extended radiance with Warlock and I can throw almost upwards of that without this. So that's pretty powerful. I actually do that type of thing on Deathsinger. I'll just rush in, do my best, and I always have the revive ready, and I'll wait until the timing's right, and then I'll revive, and I'll just, like, I stick fusion grenades to her. So with that on, it would be awesome.
Yeah, that's really great for this singer. Cool. We need to move on. We spent a lot of time on that segment, but let's talk about the big change this week. Weekly strikes are now going to have multiplayer.
Matchmaking.
Sorry. Of course it has multiplayer. Matchmaking. So it's required. You can no longer do weekly strikes solo, and this is for every level of it. Now, some questions came up, like, what about the Nightfall? Right. And no change there, according to Bungie, since players are kicked to orbit on Team Wipe. We want people to be able to preserve that group so they could give it another go.
Yeah. So you won't be – you don't have to have matchmaking there.
There is no matchmaking.
Nightfall does not have matchmaking. It's only for the weekly.
Which I completely agree with. Playing a Nightfall with randoms would be hellish.
Yeah.
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 So here's the question. Do you think it should be mandatory, or should you be able to turn it off if you want to run it solo?
I think you should have the option to do it solo if you want to.
I'm going to play devil's advocate to that. I'm going to be Jose for this.
I mean, just because there's some people who just get it done right away, and I've seen a lot of people who go on, like, different sites, and they join a crew of, like, two people, they get towards the end, then they get kicked out, and then they bring in their best, like, another buddy or something like that.
That's, yeah.
I mean, like...
For a weekly heroic?
Yeah, for just...
They help somebody get all the way to the end.
You can't do that in this use case. That's sort of the...
Yeah, you can't
boot
anybody.
So maybe, right? Are you thinking about it right?
Well, can you invite someone and matchmake then?
Well, yeah,
so you can go
in
with your crew... You can go in with your crew.
Can you go in with
right?
two in matchmake? That's my point.
No, you can. It's just like strikes.
I don't know. This isn't available yet, so like we haven't been able to test.
Well, what happens? It's
the,
like the current strike setup. So if you do the ROC playlist,
you get matchmade with two people. You can't boot them, so you're kind of stuck with them.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I will say you're going to run into troubles if there's like networking issues, which commonly happen, and your friend gets bounced.
I'm worried about AFKers.
Is there a chance
that
somebody's going to fill the spot?
I'm worried about AFKers, but I'll run it with my friends if I need to run it.
I think that's another big worry that I have, too. The handful of times that I was like, all right, I'm just going to do the weekly with, you know, with, like, just whoever. Mm-hmm. There's just people who – no, strikes. I'm just going to do the strikes, and there's people that just go AFK.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, thanks.
As long as I can still run in with my friends, I mean, I'm fine.
I'm not too worried about it. And actually, there is the reverse. I honestly, like, sometimes I want to run it, and it's a little hard, and it takes much longer on your own.
Like, nobody's online. Well, I'll just hop into a matchmaking.
I personally really support it. I know people get kind of, you have your crews, you have your methods. But honestly, I think it's a really good move because I have numerous situations where I'm looking for people and I'm like texting and like, you're not answering and Alfredo's not answering. And you're like left to play it alone. It just takes forever. I think it's going to be
the best. I mean, in the end, I support it. You know, if you're running solo and you get matched with people, like, it's not that bad. It's just other people. They idle, whatever.
It's the weekly heroic. It's like 20 minutes. If you didn't enjoy it or get through it, then like find friends and get in orbit and then do it that way.
And also, there's a lot of people who, in a way, have to do it solo just because they don't have anyone else to help them out. So,
Let's talk briefly about Iron Banner.
Oh, man.
Is it even worth playing right now?
It's fun.
It is fun.
It's a fun game mode.
And I like that power matters. You know, it really does.
Yeah. I mean, they tweaked it, and it's fun to play, and but is it worth playing?
I think it's really important to have right now because, like, to your point, Alfredo, you don't have a reason to play right now.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you've also played a ton of Iron Banner, probably, or have you? You're not much of an Iron Banner player. Okay.
Oh, no, I love Iron Banner. Yeah. It's just after, like, the last two, I was like, what's the point?
Right.
But I don't need the armor. I don't need the weapons.
Here's the thing, though. If you're a collector and you want the weapons, Reddit is saying that these weapons, this Iron Banner, have perfect rolls on them.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. But, of course, like, when I'm talking, I'm just talking about from a point of view that has played, like, countless hours. I don't have room for that in my vault.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, that's a good point.
With all of Crota, Crota's all the raid weapons, all the exotics, like, I don't have room for that.
Have you guys done the vault discussion yet about the size of it? And we should probably save it for another podcast.
We'll save
it.
Because
please have me on for that. Please. So much to say.
But yeah, no, they do have good perks on them. So if you're looking for just really good legendary weapons, grab them.
But you have to be rank 5, so that's a lot of time. Like, you're going to have to grind all weekend this weekend.
It's like 10
hours.
You
could
the XP boost for two motes of light is like 110%, then it's 200. Like, it's crazy.
You can get through it pretty quick.
Yeah, wait, what's pretty quick, though? Isn't it, like, 6 to 10 hours still or something?
I mean,
like,
yeah, for, like, the...
Somebody broke it down and did all the math. Yeah. It's, like, 150 rounds or something like that.
Yeah, 150 games. Be, like, 15 minutes. So
on the last day, or is that, like,
well, no,
day?
It obviously reduces with the XP boost. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
Anyway, I think it's worth that because you need something to do. Like, I am getting tired of... Like, I have weapons to level up, which I was enjoying for a while. Like, even running the bounties, but it's the same bounties, and it's the same levels.
Yep.
And I like leveling up and collecting, but I just don't want to play the same stuff right now. They need new strikes. They need new stuff. And I think that's probably what you're thinking about is you're just waiting for that, you know.
So my Titan has the Iron Banner arms and legs. They look really, really cool, and there's a chest piece that you can get in Iron Banner also. But they're from the old Iron Banner, so they're lower rating. And there's no way to upgrade it. Let me do a reroll or something so it's at least 36 light on legendaries. Legendaries need that desperately.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the armor is pointless for the hardcore players. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe there's some of you guys out there that are still lower levels. Go for it, you know? That'll definitely help you get up there in terms of your levels.
But... Yeah.
The Iron Banner armor now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good alternative to the raid armor for looks. At least.
If you need that particular piece, sure, go for it. But I'm just not going to invest that time into running Iron Banner and grinding for a week for something I don't really need.
Yep.
You know, but there's other ways to get those drops.
For sure.
And it's also going to be obsolete if they make the same mistake. Luke Smith did say that they won't do that, though, so we'll see.
Yeah. But this is, remember, if you're a heavy multiplayer, you know, gamer for Destiny, some people only play that. Like, this is a really cool event for them. And it's really fun.
No, it is very fun.
Like, just the whole concept of the Iron Banner is really awesome. And when you go in, it's like, okay, like, I really feel like everything I have equipped it has meaning. So that's really awesome. And I know there's a lot of there is a small competitive community out there of players who want, like, that, you know, hardcore multiplayer. And this is definitely that's for great. Them. So
it's very, very fun. And it'll be back, you know, before the April-May launch date of House of Wolves. Moving on, this is a question we got from a lot of people. I get it on Twitter all the time and in the email. This particular one I wrote from Nathan and Jack, but it's been from a lot of people. So, everybody, thank you for sending this in. Should Xur or will Xur ever sell Galahorn again?
Will Xur ever sell Galahorn?
Should he or will he?
Will he? Will he?
Two-part question.
No one knows. But
no
Bungie.
One knows for sure.
We just discussed the RNG nature. Yeah. I don't think anyone knows for sure if it's part of it. But you guys discussed that, I think, last week or week before. Is it actually in the role?
I have not
I don't
seen...
think it's in the role. I think they've taken it out personally.
It was in. It was like one of the first or second ones?
It was like the first or second, weapon sold by Xur. I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, No Land Beyond has been in there four times.
Wait, is No Land Beyond this week's weapon?
Again, just
but
get it out.
We got
out of the
heavy
rotation.
Ammo synthesis, baby.
Stock up. We covered that on the IG plays with Destin and I.
Yeah. For sure,
That's what I said. I was like, even if you're using the heavy ammo cheat, buy heavy ammo.
Just to veer off into that real quick, there's a lot of people saying, like, oh, you can just buy it from the gunsmith. That's expensive.
It's like prohibitively expensive.
Yeah, it's really expensive. It's one strange coin for five for five heavy ammo synthesis.
It's crazy. Like,
it's a really good deal. So
one strange coin.
Everyone waits for
10,000 glimmer worth of product.
It's a steal.
Yeah. So
it's, back to the really question: should he and will he, Xur or sell Galahorn? I have feelings.
Will he? No one knows. I mean, should he? I mean, I feel like there should be another round of that sold. Why not? There's, I don't know, I'm still torn with it. There are some people out there who believe that, you know, if it's sold again, it could get nerfed because it's so powerful.
Yeah.
Like, really, why would I use any other rocket launcher, you know?
I like Hunger of Crota, personally.
Hunger Crota is fine, but it's like
but
the second best.
Just melts. Yeah. It's
it does. Yeah.
It's the wolf round pack or the
wolf packs.
Wolf pack rounds. Yeah. It's that really puts that gun overboard.
So that's, I think no. Never sell it again. Should he? No. I don't want him to sell it again. I think that's one of those like drops that people are striving for. It gives people a reason to come back. It's super, like, I screamed my head off when I got it for the first time, and that was at, like, the 300-hour mark. You know, it was very rewarding to finally get that weapon.
I agree, and I believe, like, Vex Mythoclast is not in the roles either, potentially. Well, he's never sold Vex.
I don't think it's ever been sold. That's an Atheon drop.
It's an Atheon.
He's not going to sell like raid weapon.
Right, but that's my point. Is now that I think about it again, like maybe it is. Like maybe that first time it was in there, it was part of the role.
And then they saw how powerful it actually is
at this point. So I'm actually going to take back what I said. Yeah. Or no, yeah, I don't believe it's in the role. Should he? No, I agree with you, Destin. Durr should not sell Gjallarhorn because of what you said. Like, yes, I want it, and I'm so mad after playing so long that I don't have it. But it doesn't make it as special when he sells it. When I'm, like, in the middle of a raid and you did all that work, even if it is the mechanics, I've played this so many times, like, it's really amazing once you get it that way. And I think they should keep that. And because also there are some really good solutions right now. I mean, again, Hunger Crowed is great. There's some other pretty
even
good
one-way ticket has tracking, and it kind of acts like Hunger's Crowed. Yeah. It's not great, but I mean, if that's what you have, and that's what you like on my Xbox character.
Great,
that's all I have with tracking.
I'm just torn. You know? I mean, like, if it's sold, and it's flooded, you know, all over the place? Like, does that mean that it could get nerfed? Because it's like, you know, statistically, that's all anyone's going to be using for the
rocket
launcher.
Okay, but then wouldn't they nerf Icebreaker right now then? Because that's been sold like twice in the last month.
And Icebreaker's fantastic.
Maybe 6 weeks.
that's a good point.
They did adjust sniper rifles. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think
they're going to nerf it because a lot of people have it. I think they realize when they put stuff in there, that's the I mean, they could nerf stuff for any reason. I mean, the fact that they're buffing pulse rifles was surprising. So
the answer, like, will he though? I think the answer is no. I don't think they'll ever let it be sold again. I think they know that it is the most
of Destiny you're making. That's a big bet.
Not in Destiny One anyway. Okay. Destiny One's got like what, another year?
Yeah, probably.
You know?
Okay.
Okay. Moving on. Let's focus on the community for a little bit and talk about some of our best experiences with the community in Destiny. Fran, you said you had a really good
one. I'll
have
a great story.
Yeah.
It's a great story. Okay. So I wanted to do actually the Vault hard mode and was looking for some friends, and there's someone we play with a lot that we talk about on here, Terrible Mighty. What's up? So he invites me to this match, and I get in the party chat, and I'm like, yo, is Everett?
Oh, he fell asleep.
I'm like, is somebody? And they're like, all start laughing. They're like, did Spank Bank fell asleep? You know? And I'm like, this guy's name is Spank Bank. Like, who? And just like snoring, and like I'm laughing and talking to them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, who is this guy? You know? And then Charlie, this guy, Terrible Mighty. He's like, yeah, actually, he used to work at IGN. I was like, I've been at IGN for like 15 years almost. I'm like, I know who this is, obviously. Who is it?
Per Snyder.
No. He starts to describe. He's like, oh, I think it was like Dave something, and he used to work on. And I'm like, Dave Z? And then it's like, he stops snoring. He heard his real name, Dave Z. Heard his real name. He like wakes up, and then he's like, what's up? And he totally is just like out. Dave Z, by the way, was one of our original PlayStation editors. Goes way back.
Oh, wow.
Doug Perry, Dave Smith. I mean, we're talking the original PlayStation Channel stuff. And he's great. He works up at 2K now. Mm-hmm. Works on a lot of their games up there. So what's up, Dave Z, if you're listening? Stop falling asleep in raids. But that was an awesome moment in the community for me because it brought me together with someone who I hadn't talked at IGN that I used to work with. Mm-hmm. You know, and like it's just amazing the people that you – like through an IGN fan, right, mm-hmm. I connected with someone who used to work at IGN. That's such a cool community story. So that's what I wanted to share.
Okay, I'll go next. For me, it's kind of like been just a bizarre experience with this game. I never really added people on PlayStation Network before. I had like 5 people on there before. And just
we have very few friends. So
thanks, friends. thanks for that uplifting moment. But the fact that I now have like a group of people who I know and I learned a lot about like their personal life because of this game, and like these are people I regularly run Crota and Atheon with, and like stuff. Tom, I had like Mowers, Darth, you know, Epsilon, El Duende. Like these are just gamer tags of random people who I actually talk to regularly, and it's just been such a strange experience that I never thought I'd have. Yeah. You know, I played a lot of MMOs, but I've never like because this has voice chat capabilities, and you're playing for 400 hours, you get to know all these people on a personal level.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really cool thing that Destiny has done better than any other game I have ever played.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for me, it's the same. Mm-hmm. What about you, Fredo?
Yeah, I think just how my raid team got pulled together and we accomplished a lot of good things. You know, we were speed running them normal raids.
Yeah.
still help hold that record. We stopped. We didn't do any hard mode speedruns, though. They quit and played Smite.
Wait, this is before Crota Hard, your original?
Yeah.
This is the one that goes way back to Vault and doing those speedruns?
I didn't really do any Vault speedruns. Okay. But yeah, I mean, we formed together during right before Crota, right around that time. And, you know, we just ran the raid a bunch of times. But it's always just been fun, I think, for me, the community-wise, when I play every night, I'm just like, hey, you know, like, anyone wants to jump in for PvP, jump on in, and then they just pile on in. Or when I'm like, hey, you know, like, let's just do a community Volta Glass, and then they'll, you know, they'll pile on in. Also, it's the most amazing, hilarious thing to watch, like, new Volta Glass people do the jump.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so good.
Everybody loves
it. So good. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's just being able to do all those. Like, I thank the community because, like, whenever I'm, you know, I'm just like, hey, who wants to run the raid? Who wants to do this? They just show up, and we all just have a good time.
Yeah, it's quantifiably, it's done it better than any game that I've played. You know, granted, I didn't get deep into, like, World of Warcraft and some other stuff like that, but there is just something to it. It has that special magic because, I mean, I literally, like, first of all, I'm addicted to it. I've never played a game this much.
Yeah.
Probably period at this point, like dating back, but definitely in the recent like 5-10 years. So that was crazy. But I have like several different text threads that I go to, and we still talk to each other. Yeah. We're sending memes back and forth. Mm-hmm. Like I'm running my own like board threads on my phone, you know, that are within the community within that. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a voice actor that's in a game that I, you know, met who I play with very commonly, and like we exchange phone numbers. And I was like, it's such a like an amazing community. Mm-hmm. So really amazing.
It's cool how it brought people together. That's some of our stories. We would love to hear some of your stories in the comments. And thank you for listening to ours, and we would love to hear yours.
Yeah, we should read one on the show or something. What's the email address again?
Well, you can send it to destiny@ign.com, and we'll also be checking out the comments, so you can leave it there. But the email is the best way to get it read on the show.
Cool.
So, yeah, just let us know your stories. The reason I brought that up was actually because a lot of people – we've been pretty hard on Destiny lately, and I wanted to have a little bit more of a positive episode. You know, we are feeling a little burnt out. It's 6 months since launch.
I think it's just – and I said this earlier, at least just from the perspective of myself and Destin, like we've dumped in what probably
lots of time
400 hours in this game.
Yeah, I've done over 300. Like, you've probably
I'm probably around 500. Yeah. I've done Vault and Crota 100 times each. So I mean, I'm sorry if I get a little like I get really into you know, but yeah, I am burnt out at this point.
Yeah,
but I do. I mean, I do understand. There's a lot of people out there who still
we're very excited for House of Wolves. Though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be back, but I just.
Now, it's okay to take a break right now.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you don't like the game. I mean, honestly, this is one of those things where I'm glad that you did that for the episode, right, that we focus on what we love about it and where it's going next and all that. I mean, the reason, and everybody has to know this, because whether you're a Star Wars fan or a Game of Thrones fan or whatever, you hate on stuff because you love it so much.
Yes.
I mean, that's why we're here.
True. Definitely.
I mean, and so it's like when we hate on stuff, it's just because we love it and we want these other things to be better or our way. You know, you get into that too where it's your game now.
Yeah.
You want to make it your game. But obviously everybody's super excited with what's coming next. And yeah, they'll make some mistakes, but they're going to do some awesome stuff and we're going to play it for like another 300 hours. So that's always the irony is like, I'm really burnt out on this game. I can't – they're so annoying. I played it for 400 hours. Like, you got your money's worth, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so.
Definitely. We do have one more topic. It's a little more fun. And it is, what is the best sniper rifle in Destiny? There are two front runners. This was sent in by a lot of people. Is Black Hammer the best sniper rifle in Destiny, or is Icebreaker?
So we're talking from a PvE point of view. Because PvP-wise,
Let's talk PvE.
Those two are horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PvE. PvE only.
PvP anyway.
PvP, there's choices. There's like different items you could use in PvE. Like you're not going to use Patience and Time because you can still see the guy. And yeah, there's.
Well, I mean,
you want stability in PvP.
Yeah, there is no like best sniper rifle. Like you gotta break it down into different categories. So we're focusing on PvE. I honestly think it's situational between the Black Hammer and the Icebreaker.
That's a great
Icebreaker, Vault of Glass. For Oracle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
But
if I'm doing, what is it, the Sipkis Prime?
Sepik's prime. Yeah. If I'm doing Sepik, yeah. If I'm doing that like strike, then mm-hmm. I'm gonna go
Black Hammer,
because he just sits there and you can just keep shooting away at him. Mm-hmm. So I get this question a lot every time I play, and people are always like, "Well, what's better, this or this?" It's very situational, and I think mm-hmm. that's the beauty of this game is that I'm not just going to take my icebreaker every single time. Of course, you do have those moments where it's like, "Well, Gjallarhorn the hell out of this," I don't know. That's just what I think.
I think that's the best answer. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have Black Hammer yet, but I'm very familiar with it. Right, with precision hits.
Yeah.
You
get
continue.
Three in a row. You get three critical hits on an enemy.
Crits.
It automatically reloads, and you just keep going.
Right.
So it's really easy for like those spider tanks. It's fantastic because it tears them apart.
Exactly. And like I know people use it for the ogre in. You know, if you run it solo as the hunter in the beginning of Crota, you just sit on the rock and with the Black Hammer, like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And with Icebreaker, you couldn't do that. So, yeah, it's totally situational. I couldn't agree with Alfredo more. And honestly, I feel that way about most weapons in general. Mm-hmm. And also, you're comparing an exotic and a legendary. And I mean, I think that's valid.
A raid legendary. Fatebringer is still one of the best weapons, and it's a 300 damage pistol.
Well, whenever I compare weapons, I always like to take the exotic versus legendary out of the picture. Because, I don't know. I think, obviously it's like, kind of Black Hammer, because then you have a slot for, like, a Gjallarhorn.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just getting into different scenarios then.
Yeah.
What's the elemental damage on Black Hammer? Void?
Black Hammer is fire.
Fire.
Oh, it's or solar.
Solar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that they're both solar, so that's good, because it's an even comparison.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, in that vein, right? I think it's a simple breakdown. If you're going somewhere that you can get crit shots pretty easy, go Black Hammer.
Yeah,
if you're 100%. Going in, like, you know, I'll run, let's say it was solar for the priest mission, Ishtar Sink or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I would probably bring Icebreaker because, like, you're going to shoot far off those cliffs. Mm-hmm. They're going to be moving everywhere. Yeah. Black Hammer's probably going to suck.
Yeah. If you think ammunition is going to be key
an issue.
For your sniper rifle, then go Icebreaker.
Here's how I use them. I use Black Hammer until I run out of ammo. Then I adjust my inventory so that I have Icebreaker in there.
Oh.
No, never. That's never happening for anybody. Then I switch to my Icebreaker, and then I have auto ammo until green drops. Then I switch back, you know. Kind of probably keep my Hunger of Crota in my heavy slot if I'm not, like, on Crota.
Yeah.
You know. So,
you do a lot more switching of the weapons than I do.
Sounds
like he's like back and forth.
I do too. I put my life at risk. I've died in the Nightfall before, like being an idiot where I'm like, I'll back up off the room and switch, and I see my screens flashing. I'm like, I can do it. You get addicted to having the right weapon with
That's
you.
That's fine.
Know?
It is important.
Yeah.
Like even in hard raid, I'll switch out my helmet, grab an orb, switch back to the helmet that I want to be using. You know, I do that a lot.
Definitely.
Cool.
That's all we have time for this week, guys.
That was a great episode.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you both.
We should compare weapons more often.
Yes, we should. This was a great one. If you have any other weapon comparison suggestions, send them to destiny@ign.com. Fredo, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at @TheAlfredoPlays.
Fran?
At Fran Mirabella on Twitter.
And you can find me at Destin Legary. Thanks for watching, everybody, or listening. And for more on Destiny, you're already in the right place. IGN. Weird outro for a podcast.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.